Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Patrick Wood is with us today. Citizens for Free Speech. Citizens for Free Speech. We'll talk with Patrick about that issue. We'll also talk to him a little bit about what's going on relative to the Kyle Rittenhouse situation and a variety of issues that are taking place today. So we'll talk about that. Justin Danhoff is with us. Free Enterprise Project. We'll talk about what's happening. How is woke corporatism damaging our economy? We'll talk with him about that and what Free Enterprise Project does in the boardrooms, in the stockholder meetings, to try and keep that in check. Also coming up on the program, bottom of this hour, Matt Long joins me. Matt will be with us as we converse with him about what they're doing to our children in schools. And there is a movement that is taking place right now and a movie coming out about this, a documentary that talks about how children are being sexually perverted in our schools. They are pushing pedophilia. They are grooming young boys. And Epoch Times just had an article where they have recordings of teachers talking about how they're trying to groom children and push them into the LGBTQ plus, and they call it MA something or other, but anyway, it's mature attracteds now. They've changed it. So it's no longer, you know, predators and pedophiles. No, they've changed the terminology. So now it's considered to be a mature attracted situation. It's evil. It's just flat evil. And we're going to talk a little bit about that. And then we're also going to talk about Thanksgiving and giving thanks. I want to welcome Ken Thornburg, Freedom Encounters, to the program. Ken, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, thank you, Greg. It's always a joy to be with you every time.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you. Well, it's a joy to be with you. It's not a joy that we've got to keep addressing such evil that's taking place in our nation, yeah, and how it is being pushed and propagated, and injustice, true injustice, as well. It's you know, the skew of everything that's taking place is just really, really horrendous is what it is. It's really horrendous. And of course, we see it all over the place. Our thoughts and prayers go out to those in Waukesha, Wisconsin, who today are mourning four of the dancing grannies. Four of the people who were killed were members, dancing grannies that were killed, run down. Other children, as I understand it, that are fighting for life, families in emergency rooms praying.
Right, that's right.
I know what it's like to be the one who's lying in ICU. I know what it's like to hear the stories of the family weeping and crying and praying. My goodness. So you have a couple of thoughts too you wanted to throw in, and then we'll kind of move over to First Thessalonians 5.
Well, Let's go ahead to 1 Thessalonians, because some of the things I wanted to share actually fit in with the scriptures. I just came back from something called boot camp in the mountains of Colorado with 450 other men, with John Eldridge.
Nice.
Who has the organization Wild at Heart.
I love John's book, Wild at Heart. Fantastic book. Really recommend it to folks.
Yeah, he is. He's actually quite a prolific author.
You cut out. Ken? Hello. Technical difficulties. There you are.
A lot of them.
Ken?
Really
Ken?
Fabulous.
Ken? Ken?
Yes, sir.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Ken, you cut out and we couldn't hear you.
You got to
adjust somehow, because I'm yelling for you, and then when you came back in, you're still talking, but you weren't hearing me, I guess.
No, I can hear you. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that's why I was
sure how that happened.
That's why I was saying Ken is because you had cut out.
I figured that, and I am totally amazed.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah. If you want to, you have that scripture that you wanted to share with everybody.
Absolutely. All right. 1 Thessalonians 5, the day of the Lord. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they will not escape. But you, brethren, are not in the darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. And we'll move down for a minute to Christian living. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men, see that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil.
You know, Greg, there has always been a very long and sustained assault of our hearts by Satan and those who are followers of Christ in particular, because the devil and his demons know who we are. They know what we're called to be, called to do, more than anything, who we're called to be. They know the destiny that God has for us, and they fear that. And as a result, today, and for some time now, we have been baited into a wrong narrative for today for the purpose of disheartening us. And you see the scripture that we just read here, sudden destruction is going to come like a thief in the night, when people are thinking everything is fine, and the ones that want us to believe they can bring us peace and safety are the ones who are actually following Satan in government, a part of the cabal worldwide, that deep state as people often call it, and trying to lead us into that wrong narrative. But God rules by love. He doesn't rule by power. And he has that deep love for us. And one of the reasons I know that we wanted to talk about this today is because of what time it is in November. We're just 2 days away from Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And people think so much about turkey and dressing and, I'm already getting hungry just talking about it. But it's so much more than that.
Yeah.
And we need to get our stinking thinking turned around and think of the fact that God is seeking to build in us a wholeheartedness towards truth and towards an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ. Yeah, I was thinking about it before we came on the air today. My wife and I have both had COVID. We're full of antibodies. We haven't gotten the vax. We're not going to get the vax. But at the same time, we can sit around that table on Thursday and say, thank you, Lord, that we're alive. Thank you that COVID did not take us out. The enemy has not taken us out as much as he would like to. You can say the same thing over probably 100 times more certain than me because of what you've been through. And then God tells us with that wholeheartedness, how are you going to respond with people? Because we live either from our identity or for it, but we never live beyond it. And if you know who you are in Christ and that he just loves you passionately, which he does, that is something to be thankful for. And to talk about your blessings, talk about that. But what does he say here? He says he wants us to pray without these ceasing, and in everything give thanks, because that's the will of God in Christ Jesus. Abstain from the appearance of evil and so forth. Because when a person becomes who they were made to be, every day is an adventure. Every day is an adventure. And then we can live within and from our identity, not as the world wants us to live, and that is seeking a new identity that is totally contrary to the one that God gave us. Does that make sense, Drake?
No, it does. It really does. And you know, I've read some different folks that have put out things about gratefulness and thankfulness and living life with a grateful heart, living life with a thankful heart. And I have to check myself as well, because, you know, that's not always an easy thing. I am grieved as I do this program each and every day. I have to get into the news. I have to get into what is happening. I want to tell you and bring you folks truth and not deception. So I have to dig in to find what's true, what's factual, so you know how to arm yourselves, how to prepare yourself physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. And so I have it, sometimes it's a struggle to hold on to the gratefulness and thankfulness.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen. Hey, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, thanking you for tuning in. I have been battling COVID and double pneumonia, and I want to tell you what I did to overcome. Quercetin with bromelain, 1,600 milligrams, 800 milligrams twice a day. Vitamin D3, 10,000 IUs. Zinc, 100 milligrams, 50 times 2. Vitamin C, 2,000 milligrams. I'm using Airborne. Also had a lot of prayer, and my doctor immediately put me on azithromycin and dexamethasone as soon as we got the positive result, along with Symbicort and albuterol. I'm not giving you medical advice. I'm simply saying to you, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things that we can do to combat this, and I hope that you will stock your pharmacy in your house with the quercetin, the vitamin D3, the zinc, and the vitamin C. God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, and my special guest, Ken Thornburg. Don't forget, you can find all of our, we refer to them as CG contributors. There is going to be some changes, or there is, there are. Is R. I don't know. Sometimes I get those two mixed up, but maybe somebody can help me with that. Ann, are you listening today? Anyway, so there is on the website CG contributors. There are going to be some changes that are going to be made. My webmaster is making some adjustments, and the Chosen Generation Radio website is going to become more content driven. The blogs, the news articles, the videos, all those kinds of things that are really specifically associated with the show, because we've broken off. We have PastorGregYoung.com now, which will have other types of things associated with it. And then we also have CG, the number 4i.com, which is Chosen Generation for India. And that is where you'll find our updates. And by the way, we had an outreach this past Saturday, Ken, And we had a number of salvations that took place in that. Right. Yep. Which was very, very, very cool. We had 49 people that accepted Jesus Christ. We had 21 people healed from joint pain and leg pain. 5 sisters were delivered from evil spirits, and 1 person was healed from a backbone pain instantly, and 1 man got his right eyesight back. And then the pastor says there were many more.
Is that all?
Well, you know. Yeah. Yeah. Light work for God, folks. Light work for God.
Yeah, really.
No, it's just, you know, and awesome. So the way that I do it, people say, well, do you go to India? No, and this has a lot to do with some of my physical limitations that I'm still, you know, working through from the accident. But I preach over Skype, and they project my image up on the wall. And I then share when we do these outreaches in the communities, I share my testimony, and then I share the good news of the gospel. I tell them who God is and how they can know that He is, and how they can receive Christ, and why they need to receive Jesus Christ. And I give them kind of a modern day parable of what sin looks like, and rebellion and disobedience, and how our sin, rebellion and disobedience requires the necessity, because God in His graciousness and His goodness says that He allows the wheat and the tares to grow together. So whereas we may you know, enemies, and you know, one of my analogies that I give, we kind of didn't plan this, but it's important because it is a part of Thanksgiving. I believe it's a
critical
part.
Well, it is, and
part.
You know, Greg, the final verses there, and the very God of peace sanctify you, holy, and I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what you're talking about are changes in people's lives, of God proving to them that that's precisely what He is doing in them,
amen,
for them, on them, around them, just in totality. And so, you know, these are things to be thankful for. And one interesting thing John Eldredge said is, a critical spirit is like a fig leaf, like the fig leaf that we're wearing in the garden. And for this time of year, and well, for every day, but particularly this Thanksgiving, to not have a critical spirit, not have that fig leaf, but to have that wholeheartedness as our immune system for our heart and soul, because God the Father tells us we are going to finish this race together. We're going to finish it together. You don't have to do it all on your own. We are going to accomplish it together. And that's where He leads us from our identity. And as we learn that identity, we live beyond where we were before, and we can share the good news with so many people in addition to our loved ones. That's what this is all about. And what do we have? We're at peace. We're comforting those who are weak. We're being patient. We're not rendering evil for evil to any man, even those that we disagree with so much. And then everything we can give thanks, because we know it's the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us.
Yeah.
And remember that it's the evil one, it's Satan and his demons that are trying to change that narrative and trying to get us disheartened and to forget the good things and the gifts that God has given us for this day and hour.
Amen.
They're there all the time. Amen.
And so let us give thanks and remember, you know, the graciousness of God towards us. And folks, you know, all that we see, the unrest, the evil, the hate, all of that, the only way for resolution to that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we as Christians are the bearers of it. Thank you, Ken. God bless you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and Sylvia. We love you. I'll be back, folks. Come